Hey, everybody. It's November 26th, Tuesday, 2019, 2 days before Thanksgiving. So before we go any further, let me wish you a good and happy and safe Thanksgiving. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. You probably know that. All right, but I figured I'd just fill you in on the details there. And we got a nice show today. I got my good friends from FETC here, the Future of Education Technology Conference. I got to say that right, the Future of Education Technology Conference, which is going to be in Miami in mid-January, January, I think 14th, 17th. And it's going to be great. I'll be down there for that. And I've got their show manager, their program manager, Jen Womble, my old friend, and also our old friend, Lenny Shad, okay, who is, well, I'll let Lenny explain. He's at LRP Publications. It'll explain what he does. Great guy. And we know them well, and they're going to tell us what's going to be happening down at the conference, which I hope you go to. And let me just say, it's in Miami in mid-January. That's enough to get you there. But it's also a terrific conference. All right, and I will be there, and I hope I meet you. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org, and we'll tweet it out at EduTalk Radio like we always do, Facebook EduTalk Radio and LinkedIn EduTalk Larry. You can friend us, follow us, link with us over there. We'll send you the link after the show. Okay, so you can pass it on to your friends. It's an easy way to follow what we're doing. All right, we also publish our magazine, which is Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity, AC&E. It's not a special ed magazine. It's for every school, every student, every day, every teacher. And it's terrific. And our brand new issue is up on site at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. You can go over there. If you want, hit that subscribe button and subscribe. That way you'll get it when it comes out six times next year. And we're not going to give away your number or name or anything like that. Okay, we just want to make sure you see the magazine. But it's free. It's up there. It's terrific. Flip through. It's all online at ace-ed.org, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity. We only have this show and one more today, and then we're done for the holiday, so we're going to make these good, and I know my guests can do it. Ladies first. Hi, Jen. How you doing? Welcome back.
Good morning, Larry. It sounds like you need to have some Florida sunshine.
Everybody needs to have some Florida sunshine, for goodness sakes, okay? It's sunny up here in Maine, the opposite of Florida, okay, for the Thanksgiving holiday. But I have a feeling we're going to get snowy and blizzardy, which is why I'm coming down there in one of the reasons I'm coming down there in January to see you and the conference and all that. It's going to be great. We'll talk about it. Let me say welcome, Lenny. Hi, Lenny.
Well, hello. How are you? It's been a while since we talked. I was looking at the weather, and it sounds like where Jennifer and I are is the perfect place to be this holiday season because everywhere else is getting snow. So we're going to sit back and watch the circus. It's going to be the travel for the Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
And it's going to stink from the Midwest to the West. It's not going to be so bad here, but it's going to stink from the Midwest to the West. And I hope everybody's safe and happy and all that sort of stuff, okay, because
yeah.
It is scary. Lenny, I got to ask you something. I have your title down here as Chief Information and Innovation Officer for District Administration at LRP Media Group. Is that your new title?
It is. It is. It's a really exciting role.
I want you to explain it, because is it about the magazine district administration, or is it about literally district administration?
It's a little bit of both. Administration, it has the magazine, but then we are creating leadership events, and I'm responsible for creating leadership opportunities specifically for CIOs. And so this past year we've had CIO summits, and then I'm also creating an academy that's meant to prepare that next generation of CIOs. So it's a 5-day course where I bring experts in, and we basically teach the attendees what it means to be a CIO. And it's an exciting opportunity. It's what I enjoy to do. And this year, it's been very successful, very well received. So I'm very pleased, and I can't wait for 2020.
That's great, and thank you for clarifying it up. And I can even have your company song. Lenny Shad had a seminar. CICIO.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. I love the way you think.
Okay. So, by the way, it's copyrighted, and you know you have to pay me royalties whenever you sing it. But otherwise, you're welcome to it.
Okay. Perfect. Hey, that's great. I'll make sure you get the check is in the mail.
Thank you. I can only imagine. Okay. Thank you, Lenny. That's great. I'm glad this new gig is working out great. And by the way, Lenny used to be this little overuse a term, CIO of Houston ISD and CIO of Katy ISD in Texas. So he knows his stuff. And Jen, tell everybody what you do for a living. Your boss wanted me to ask you that question. What does Jen do all day? Right.
We're very, very busy developing the content, the professional development at FETC. So, I curate all of the speakers and who's going to be speaking on the topics that we have, through the research all year, determined to be the most interesting, the hottest trends, but also the skills that school districts are telling us they need their staff to know. So, throughout the year, we are gathering data, just like great educators, on what's happening in educational technology and what schools are needing, in their professional development libraries and skill box. And so we develop that content. So, I have been very busy this year. In addition to a new location, we also have added new tracks. We have added some new experiences at the event, just in time with what's happening in the education community. So we're really excited about those additions. Plus, we're celebrating our 40th year as a conference.
Hey, that's great.
And
that's
so great. That is a huge accomplishment, especially in the world of professional development, because, it used to be you learned it, then you went on. But educational technology has been evolving. And so we have been evolving right along with it, and I think that speaks a lot to our community and the feedback we get from the FETC community. So we have experts like Lenny, who builds our CIO track.
That he is.
And he selects all that IT content. And then we have experts in special ed, and then we have multiple other tracks. So we've been busy filling those, communicating with our speakers, making sure they're ready to deliver the very best professional development possible.
Excellent. And FETC, and just to clarify what Jen said, FETC for years and years and years has been in Orlando. And this is, I think, it's the first time you've ever moved out of Orlando. I'm not sure of that. You've taken it down to Miami this year. Okay, and if you want to fly and you can fly into Miami or obviously Fort Lauderdale, just in case you didn't know that, folks, and it's fairly close. Mm-hmm. All right, and you get down there. Okay, so it's no problem. You can fly into Miami, and it's going to be January 14th to the 17th in Miami, and it's FETC.org. And you might want to, if you want to go, and I hope you do, get into warm weather and some great ed tech stuff, all right? Make your reservations now because the hotels do get filled and all that sort of thing, okay? And there's going to be 450 companies exhibiting and more than 600 sessions. I always go each year, and it's really a good conference. So I hope you do get there. And this, to me, is very important. It's very dear. As you know, you guys heard me, we publish Accessibility Compliance and Equity magazine,
yes,
and we circulate it through a lot of the associations. And one of the associations we work with is AASL, the Association of School Librarians. All right, and I was just last week in Louisville at their conference, the AASL conference, which was really excellent.
Yes.
All right, and I noticed that you have two new tracks, and we're going to talk about both. I think I'll start with Jen, I'll ask you, and you can pass it to Lenny if you want.
Sure.
You have a track on library media specialists coming up, and I think that's really, really key. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So over the past few years, we've been watching the roles of the people who participate at FETC and actually the roles that districts are reporting among staff around the country. And as you know, especially from attending that conference, the role of what used to be called the librarian, in some places is the media specialist.
Yeah.
In some places, it's the information director. I mean, they have different titles, but their role has really evolved. And so some of them are in charge now of makerspaces. They're in charge the research across the school. They're in charge of teaching cyber skills, digital skills. So their role has increased so much. And in some cash-strapped districts, these people are also the school IT leader. In a lot of elementary and middle schools, they're the go-to person for assistance on anything with the computers
right.
in the whole school. So they are an incredibly valuable source. They have expertise in areas that many other people on campus do not have. And so we decided that, you know, we really, in order to best serve them, needed to be able to bring in a lot of these experts from around the country and offer, you know, an increased amount of content for them. So we have people, of course, Shannon Miller is one of our lead partners, and she's been an advocate through Future Ready Librarians. But, I mean, we have Casey Boyd coming in, Dr. Adam Fail, John Stumpenhorst. So people from across the country who've really been making an impact in with library media specialists. And a lot of what they've been doing in their work, they've been having to share through social media and blogs. So we are really providing a platform for face-to-face learning. We're offering a free six-hour training on Tuesday for all media specialists, and it's going to be, you know, led by Shannon and a whole team in partnership with Future Ready Schools. But they are we are going to bring in these very best minds from all over the country. Then they have a full track for the next, you know, 3 days. From everything that they are exploring, from literacy and digital tools, you know, all the things they're doing on their campus and sharing best practices. So that we're really excited about bringing in the team of library media specialists this year.
I think it's great and well explained there. The tech coaches also is a new track. And you guys do CEOs, district administrators, all that sort of thing. We'll talk about that in a second. But the new track is for tech coaches. I'm not even sure what the hell
coaches.
That is. Lenny, what's that? What does a tech coach do?
This is probably one of the newer roles, but it's one.
Talk louder. Talk louder and into
time.
Your phone or mic or whatever you're using. I'm thinking you're
this
fading.
Is, okay,
you're fading.
Thank you. This, yeah. This has been a role that's been around for a while, and it's had a number of names. And now I think we're starting to land on coach. And these are the individuals who work in the classroom with the teachers, helping them understand the integration of technology into the instructional practice, into the instructional delivery. So they're very hands-on, and they're the individuals who step into the classroom and really help the teachers. And I'm somewhat in the deep end here. Jennifer, how did I do on that definition?
Sure.
Good.
Sure. No. That's perfect. And Larry, you know, it's interesting you say that about the title, because in some areas they call them integration specialists. In some areas they are pull out for part of the day. Some of them are reading coaches part of the day, technology coaches.
Okay.
So we are seeing a variety of different titles, but most of these people's are spending their time helping teachers integrate and model, you know, technology use in the classroom. So
are they in the, do you see them as in the classroom, or are they helping teachers outside the classroom? I'm sure they are, but you know what I mean. Are they?
No, you're right. No, that's a great question. They're actually doing both. A lot of them are leading training at the district or the school level, but they're also, you know, deeply embedded during the day in, like, actually going into those classrooms and helping the integration, modeling, you know, lessons. So we all know the teachers, you know, technology will never replace the teachers. The teachers are those content experts. But the coaches are coming in saying, here's how we can integrate some technology and some tools into what you're teaching to enhance the learning, to better collect data, to better deliver personalized, you know, instruction. So their role is really to help in that, you know, improvement area. So really the dynamic role of ed tech right now is it can improve teaching and learning like never before. But
I agree with
that. A
lot
of classroom teachers are those experts, right? Yeah, they're the experts in the content. So they're not able to always keep up with what's the latest app or how could I be collecting data. So these coaches are bringing in that technology knowledge and, you know, teaming with teachers to really make it relevant.
Excellent.
So one thing
I just wanted
to be
quick. Go ahead, Lenny. I'm sorry. Please speak up, Lenny. Go ahead.
Sorry. When I was in Houston and we implemented our one-to-one initiative, I think one of the things that we did very, very well is we had these coaches, because what we recognized was sending a teacher to training on a particular software package doesn't add value to them. What adds value to them is having somebody who can say, this piece of software here's how you use it to teach biology.
Oh, there
right?
you
so
go.
It's got to be directly linked to their content area. Mm-hmm. That's what these coaches do. And that's why I personally think they're one of the most important roles in the school system now.
I would argue.
Because they are making that bridge for teachers.
Yeah.
That's a thank you. Thank yeah. you, both of you. That was excellent. I want to ask you something. This is important. Okay? People go to FETC. You got CIOs, everybody, every title under that category kind of you can think of, classroom teachers, whatever the department heads, whatever. But I just want to make this clear, all right? And, Jen, I think you'll be able to answer this one, all right? Talk about attending FETC as a district or school team. Mm-hmm. Of course, I bet there's a cut
yeah.
in price. I'm not sure of this, okay? But I bet
yeah.
there's something that encourages schools or districts to send multi-people, i.e., we're talking all of a sudden library media specialists. We're talking this
yes.
category of tech coaches. Well, everybody individually could cost a fortune. All right, and I hope they go anyway.
Yes,
all right,
you're exactly
but
right.
there's an advantage to a school district or a school sending a team. Talk about that, Jen.
Yeah, and there's definitely multiple advantages. And so, like we've been discussing, all these new and changing roles, but the ability at a conference when you bring a team to, at the end of the day, reflect on what you've all learned from your different experiences throughout the day, and then to also save money as a team, bringing in the group rate, which, of course, can be found on our registration page. There's definitely, you know, cut rates for registration and bringing group. But I want to say that what we see from people bringing a team is immediate impact. We have noticed that when people bring teams, three or more, that we can track that they share those best practices that they've learned at FETC through their community life. So we see it through Twitter, but we definitely know that people in groups report that they implement faster what they have learned upon return because they have a teamwork of support. They have a collaboration network. Yeah, and they're on the same page as to what their goals are and what they can actually improve. So
like
I definitely, you know, encourage that. And I want to add one more thing there, Larry. This
sure.
year, we didn't just jump out and add some of these tracks. We actually developed a partnership with KSU, Kennesaw State. And I know you're familiar with their iTeach and their Maker Bus and some of the great work they do at that university. But
okay,
they
yeah.
have developed a coaching certification in partnership with FETC. So people, we have over 100 professionals right now involved in these free online. There's four courses online that they can learn in these mini modules. They can get free support and network and communication as guidance with people who've been there and done that. And then when they come to the conference, they can attend six of any of the coaching activities, and we have a coaching summit as well, a free six-hour summit on the first day, on Tuesday, and they can earn a coaching certification. So we are trying to point out that there are actual benchmarks and guidelines to what make great coaches, and KSU is providing those free
nice.
Modules, and then following up on site with face-to-face PD to really help get these coaches trained and in the classrooms.
Thank you for bringing that up, Jen. And it is important to go as a team. You'll save money, but you'll cover more of the conference, quite obviously, for your school district.
Yes.
Okay, and then it's easier when you come back. You're all on the same page, moving things forward as a group, as opposed to one person screaming in the wind. So it's really, really good. Lenny, I don't know if you know this. Again, I'll throw it out to you, and you know, you can pass it over to the boss if you want. Keynotes for the conference. Who's going to be speaking? Lenny or Jen?
I'm going to pass that over to Jen because she's the one that has the knowledge of that one, and so we can do a
sure.
much better job of explaining the keynotes. So, Jen, take that one away.
Sure.
So we're real excited this year. Our opening keynote is going to be Daniel Pink. And many people, of course, know him. He's just, you know, world famous author.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of educators have used his work, even though he may not have been targeting education from the beginning, right? When A Whole New Mind came out, I know it just revolutionized a lot of teachers and opened their eyes to a changing economy and a changing way of teaching and, what student skills have coming in. So it's been really interesting. But his new book, Win, is about perfect timing, which I think a lot of teachers know that there are seasons of learning and how we get students inspired at different times of the year. So he's going to be our opening keynote. I really can't wait. He has also offered to do book signing for an hour afterwards. He really loves to meet the audience. So we're really, really excited to have Daniel Pink. And he's just a favorite of so many. I can honestly say he's been on my personal bucket list.
Don't say
and
bucket
he's a
list.
Super great person.
Not your bucket list, your wish list. Your wish list.
He is on my wish list. And then we will be having our Tech Share Live, which is our panel of experts from across the country who show the very latest gadgets every year. Leslie Fisher and Hall Davidson and Kathy Schrock and Adam Bellow, they'll be back sharing all those latest tools, which every year is the most requested video from the conference because they go over so many new things so fast. And people want to get those and take them back to their school. And then we have a super exciting STEM keynote this year, along with our STEM awards, and it's Justin Schaefer. And I'm really excited because he is a young man with diverse background who is really making a difference. He's the executive director of Fascinate, which is his own organization, but his entire goal is to inspire students around STEM. And he is going places. He's building a magic cool bus to share science in different schools and a lot of cool partnerships that are happening, and so he's coming to join us, and I'm really excited to bring, this young, fresh perspective of almost a student who's just been through the STEM curriculum, right, and through college.
How old is this guy? How old is this guy?
And is making a difference. He's 25. Yeah, 25.
Well, like me.
So, yeah. Yes, right. Exactly. But I think that perspective and how we he talks a lot about how we can guide education and inspire students who might not think they're the typical STEM kid. And how do we inspire those students in all subject areas?
And what's his name again? Say it again.
Justin Schaefer.
Justin Schaefer. I don't know of him, so that's interesting. I hope people look him up. Justin Schaefer. He'll be there. Lenny, what's going on at FETC? I think this is your bailiwick. For administrators, CEOs, that kind of thing. Lenny, go for it.
Thank you.
Okay, and it's interesting. That's the heart of the conference, quite obviously. Okay, and they got a good guy now, and they always did, but they have a good person in taking care of it now. Okay, but obviously you're looking, you've been in the trenches. Okay, and let me ask it another way. What's going on for them? But in this new position where you're running this kind of, with this track, what changes have you made? Or what did you see that needed to be changed, or whatever the case? I'm asking that positively, so you answer it positively.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I focused on for FETC this year was the leadership side of school systems, and I believe the role of the CIO is transforming. And that transformation is helping school systems really think differently about instructional practice, instructional delivery, content. And so what I'm most excited about is helping organizations understand what this changing role is, why it's important, and how you embrace it. So you talked a few minutes ago about sending teams. I have designed the administration, the IT, all of these leadership tracks such that you should be bringing your entire team, because there is going to be something individually for your team, and there are going to be sessions that are meant for you to bring your entire team and really plan together. And so it is a great opportunity for you to bring, if you're a superintendent, bring your cabinet. Because your cabinet is going to have the opportunity to attend sessions that are specifically geared for their wheelhouse, their area of responsibility. And then there are going to be sessions that you want your entire cabinet sitting there and then having the ability to follow up. From a technology perspective, I'm going to have sessions on leadership, things like what is transformational leadership? What is organizational change management? Why is that important? What are the things in cybersecurity beyond the bits and the bytes that systems need to understand? How do you create this culture of transformation, this culture of enablement? And then I have things like small and independent school systems. What are the unique things for them that they need to be thinking about? I have very technical hands-on, you know, bring your systems engineers, bring the propeller heads in your department, because we're going to have sessions that are going to be very technical to help them do their engineering jobs better. And then we're going to have sessions on what are the big projects that are out there in K-12. How do you successfully implement a one-to-one initiative? How do you successfully implement a new ERP system or a new SIS system? So we literally have something for every role in especially a technology department, but every role for a superintendent and their cabinet. Bring those people in because it is going to be invaluable 4 days that you spend. And it's very rare that superintendents get that time to actually have their leadership in thought-provoking opportunities and give them the ability to really do some deep conversation and deep planning. That's what FETC will afford you this year.
And you said the cabinet, et cetera. Should superintendents show up?
Absolutely. Plenty. Yeah.
Talk about it. Why? I'm trying to encourage them to come. Why?
You know, as the superintendent, the role of technology in the process of education is such a critical element now.
It's not just
a commodity a device anymore. And so if I'm going to
truly lead – It is education. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, and if I'm going to lead this, I really need to understand what this role is going to be. I mean, think about it. If I'm a superintendent, I'm going to learn what a coach should do. And by sitting through these sessions, I'm going to have such a better understanding from a practice, an instructional practice perspective. My academic officer could also learn what is this role.
Thank you.
So, you know, this isn't an option anymore. It's not if we want technology to be embedded in instruction anymore. It has to be. So as the superintendent, what a better way to come in than really to learn this. And there's tracks for them on leadership. There's tracks for them on cybersecurity. What is their role as a superintendent in cybersecurity?
Huge. So I was just talking to my friends at Microsoft about that. Huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. I have another question. Wait a minute. I'm going to ask Lenny something. Lenny.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask Lenny, then Jen can chime in, but I think it's important, and I think it's something that's lacking, okay? And I don't know if you guys marketed to this group. Is there a gap, Lenny? Are there enough teacher educators, the people who teach in education schools and colleges, the people who do graduate work for principals and superintendents and make them into principals and superintendents, are they showing up, the college people, in education schools at FETC? And if they aren't, they need to be. Because you said it, ed tech is pretty much the heart of education these days, okay? And if they don't understand it and see what's out there, okay, and get into the minds of what you guys know are the facts, that's why you create all these programs for them, okay? They're missing something. They're not training what's really going on. Lenny, what are your thoughts on that?
Boy, I tell you, I do see that there is such a gap, and there's this misnomer that these young teachers coming out of college are going to be so better prepared to use technology. And what we see time and time again is these young teachers, when they get their first job, they are so inundated with just teaching. Like, how do you manage a classroom that they don't even have the opportunity to leverage the technology? And they might know the technology, but they don't know how to use the technology in instruction. So there is a huge gap. That's why we're so excited to have like the partnership with Kennesaw State, that they're actually taking this on now and saying,
well,
you know,
that's
at
fantastic.
The college
but
level,
we need,
how do we
but we
that?
Need everybody to get, we need every
Absolutely.
College professor to get there. And Kennesaw State is wonderful. I don't mean to make that less than it is, but it's just, you said it. I don't know why this gap exists. Jen, any thoughts? You guys marketing to these people? And you
yeah,
should be.
Do.
I'll yell
we
at you if you're not.
University.
I'll yell at you if you're not. You should be. It's crazy.
No, and you know, we don't just do it with FETC, but we also have a partner event, UB Tech, which is, you know, a higher
right.
ed event.
Yeah.
And the goal there is to really help faculty in the higher ed and the IT in the higher ed embrace technology, not just in delivery. I think that what's happened at the college level is they've embraced technology as a system for managing students and information. They've embraced it for presentation. But there hasn't been an embracement of students creating knowledge and students, you know, being able to evaluate and use technology to reinforce knowledge. So you're right. You're both exactly right. There is a gap. And I will say K-12 is the movers and the shakers with technology, and that may be they spend more time with students, they understand their needs, and they are better equipped. And staffed, you know, and able to embrace this technology. But it's a lot of work. It's definitely not easy. And we are in a cycle where a lot of people who interned for teachers who didn't use technology or were in classrooms without technology go on to teach the way they were taught. And so we have to break that cycle.
That's right.
And
That's
build
right.
professional development to help them see the ways that they can be using technology differently. So they kind of have to try to do something that's not been done sometimes. And so we're that
point.
Support network.
It is.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's too many gaps out there when we got to close them. And I know you guys do a great job of doing this. Okay, the conference is January 14th to the 17th. It's in Miami, okay? Not a bad place to go, January 14th to the 17th. January, Miami, think of those two things, everybody, okay?
Now,
and you can.
And
I'll be there. I'm the celebrity there, okay? And I'm not really, okay? 450 companies, 600 sessions. I mean, come on, there's no reason in the world why your school district, your school should not be well represented there. Right, Jen? FETC.org,
yeah,
FETC.org.
I'm definitely, yes, FETC.org for registration and all content. The agenda is completely online. Every workshop, every sandbox, every hands-on experience can be seen online. But I want to reinforce what you said. This is the on season in Miami. We are on season. So you definitely want to book. I have been shocked at some of the very low airfare prices. I'm very jealous because Miami International has every airline ever. So they have
I got round trip for less than $200 from
I had a speaker get $79 round trip. She got.
I paid around $79 for one. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Fares are lower.
It's incredible.
Good.
So, and I'm going to also tell you for moving 1 year away from Orlando because we go back to Orlando the next year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have been so. Yeah, we're so privileged to be welcomed by Miami-Dade Schools. They are hosting 5 free field trips to see these incredible school sites on Tuesday. Their superintendent will be on site with us. They have schools sharing their programs. We have a new esports arena, and their esports teams are going to be there.
Yeah,
so we are really excited to be a part of that Miami-Dade, the third largest school district in the nation, and they have welcomed us with open arms. They are sharing their school spaces. Their students are going to be, entertaining us. So we're really excited. And I don't know if you've been to this location, but it is phenomenal. It's right in the heart of
Miami. The convention center?
One block away is a closed street of all cafes and restaurants. I mean, it's all within walking distance. It's beautiful.
On the subject of food, I would hope that the pastries and various items in the press room will be absolutely excellent as usual.
Yes, Renette does a great job of that. And I'm going to tell you, there are all kinds of amazing international foods. Lenny and I were just down for a site visit, and there is any food you can imagine. You know, you think about the amazing Cuban food and the Mexican influence and the Caribbean, but there is everything. It's such an international community that there's a plethora. You're going to love eating in Miami.
I do love it. It's going to be absolutely terrific. And please, everybody, Jen's right. It is season down there, so make sure you move quickly on this. FETC.org. They'll tell you everything. Lenny, continued fun. I'll see you down there, Jen. You too. We got another FETC show coming up in a couple of weeks. Okay, Ross is putting that together for us. Okay, this is just
All right, guys.
All right, so
thank you.
I'll see you down there, Lenny. Take care of yourself. Best of luck to the new thing. And, Jen, as always, it's wonderful to have you here.
And, Larry,
thank you
so much. We are so grateful for your support in the education community. And thank you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, and
yes,
pardon
me
for not saying.
Everyone.
Yes, I forgot to mention that to both of you. Have a great and safe holiday this time. Okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lenny Shedd and Jen Womble, two old friends. Okay, and the FETC, FETC.org, it is a good conference. It's really good to go down there every year, and it's obviously great for the weather. So please check it out, FETC.org. It's going to be January 14th to the 17th in Miami this year, not Orlando, which is very cool. All right, we're going to archive the show, education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out at EduTalk Radio. Go over and subscribe to our magazine, ace-ed.org, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity. I'm Larry Jacobs. If I don't talk to you at our 10:30 show, have a safe holiday. That 10:30 show is going to be with two wonderful Latino educators who just won major scholarships.